You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
Episode number 96 of That One Time on Tour is brought to you by the band Downcast. Downcast are a five-piece pop-punk band from Bristol, United Kingdom. Formed in 2019, their sound comprises of belting, anthemic choruses built on a foundation of harmonic guitars and deep melodic lyrics. After releasing their debut EP and being featured on Kerrang's Fresh Blood, they are now set to release a follow-up EP in 2020. Downcast are currently booking a UK tour with Europe and United States dates to follow. For more information on Downcast, you can check them out on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Downcast UK.
October came around again. Told myself that I'd be fine by then. Feels like I let you down again. I pushed away all of my friends. Filled me up to say goodbye. I've had the worst year of my life. And I hate to say that I still wish that you were near me. And I still wish that you were near me. I'll lay awake for another night. Be alright, 'cause I've been hating myself deep inside. I want so badly just to be the person that you want me to be. But I've been killing time, putting myself on the line. How much longer can you spend listening to me condescend? Take the window seat with those songs I hate left on
It is now 2024, and the choice is up to you. Do you listen to good podcasts, or do you listen to bad ones? Well, we've got a suggestion for you. How about you listen to a good podcast for the first time in your miserable life? I can think of one. Overnight Drive. Going strong. 11 years now. The podcast about nothing. Your favorite podcast's favorite podcast. Do you enjoy nothing? So do we. Why don't you come over and check it out and stop listening to other podcasts? Thank you.
Hey everybody, what's going on out there in podcast land? As always, this is Chris Swinney, your host for That One Time on Tour. This is kind of a bonus episode, but it is episode 96. I am currently out west in Oregon, and I've had a really good time out here. I got to go yesterday and do a crossover episode with my buddy Dewey Halpus over at Pure Pleasure Podcast, and that'll be out in a couple weeks. I'm using my old school Meteor mic, so this might sound a little bit different than most of the episodes. But yeah, I'm going to get right into this one. First off, I'm going to tell you about my sponsors really quick. Merge 4, they make socks. They're amazing. Go on over to merge4.com, get some socks. If you guys want a 50% off coupon code, hit me up and I will give that to you and you can get 50% off your socks. I also want to give a shout out to Permanence Tattoo Gallery in Anderson, Indiana, the only place to get tattooed in central Indiana. You can check them out on all the platforms at Permanence Tattoo Gallery. And I also want to give a shout out to Mr. Small Does Math. If you guys have any math needs, if your kids need a math tutor, whatever, head on over to tinyurl.com/Mr. Small Does Math. And learn about math from a really cool guy that loves punk rock. Like I always say, if you could learn math, it'd be great. But if you could learn math from someone that loves the Descendants, wouldn't that be better? So go on over to tinyurl.com/Mr. Small Does Math. So that is all of the sponsors. Oh, I do want to give a shout out to the band at the beginning for sponsoring Downcast out of the UK. Check them out. They're awesome. And I really appreciate you guys sponsoring this episode. So for today, this is kind of like a bonus episode, but I went ahead and numbered it number 96 just because I'm itching to get to 100, man. And this is almost a full-length episode, and it's a really cool idea. So my buddy Jordan Burns, formerly of Strung Out, 10-Foot Pole, Pulley, all kinds of different bands, we were kind of discussing him coming back on the show, and we're going to do a full, you know, part two at some point. But I had this idea. We do top five lists on the show. And I was like, Jordan, pick your top five songs you've recorded with Strung Out, and then we will, you know, put this little episode together where you're telling stories about the songs, and then I'll play the songs. So this is kind of, I think this is going to be a new thing that I'm going to do. I'm going to try to get some past guests to do this, maybe some new people as well, to just kind of give you some tidbits about their favorite songs they've recorded with their band. So I'm really excited about this episode. I'm going to keep this intro super short because I am in Oregon and I'm getting ready to go do some touristy stuff. And I'm flying back to Indiana tomorrow. I'm hoping that the coronavirus will stay away from me. And I hope you guys are all healthy out there. I've got some buddies that are traveling right now that I'm hoping are going to be okay. My buddy Jonathan Newby from the band Brazil, I just saw that he is in Ghana. And he said they were taking his temperature when he got off the airplane. So I hope you are safe out there. Make sure you stock up on, I guess, toilet paper and milk and bread or whatever. But yeah, that's it for this intro. Thank you guys so much for coming in and week out. Make sure to follow us on all the platforms at TOTOT Podcast. And if you have a guest suggestion or a top five list or anything at all, hit me up, TOTOTpodcast@gmail.com. You can also sponsor an episode for your company or your band, whatever. I've got some great stuff coming up and I need some sponsors, so hit me up and we will take care of it. But without further ado, I'm going to let Jordan tell you about his top five songs that he recorded with Strung Out. And then at the end of the episode, I'm going to play two of my favorite Strung Out songs. So I hope you guys enjoy this. It's a little bit different of an episode, but I think it's going to be really cool. And I will be back next week with Rick DeVoe, manager extraordinaire. He managed Blink-182 and Angels and Airwaves. And he did Newfound Glory for a while. And he's just a super good dude. And that's next week, back to regular scheduled programming. But this is a little bonus episode, episode number 96, with Jordan Burns, formerly of Strung Out. Here we go.
So Population Control was a song off our debut album, Another Day in Paradise. And we recorded this at the famed West Beach in December of 93. I had practiced with the band 6 times in total at Jim Cherry's carpet coupe shop. You know, things had went really well. And yeah, we just popped right into the studio. Those guys already had a deal set up with Fat Records. So I used my my original Ludwig Power Tom kit on this album, and I think it came out really cool. It's really natural drum sounds. Donald Cameron, the famed Donald Cameron, was behind the controls who mixed and produced the album. Fat Mike might have had some producing credit as well. It was just a really good time there and our first experience at West Beach Recorders. You know, there's a little favorite part of mine at about 128 into the song here where it just hits the china. And I basically stole that from the drummer before me, which was Brad Morrison. It was on the original demo tape that those guys gave me when I saw them play at the Reseda Country Club in the Valley. But yeah, I really liked that part with the solo china. Yeah, this was a badass song, and it basically challenged my drumming skills, and I'm pretty stoked on it. This song was tracked by Darian Rundell at the studio Stall 2. Don't remember the exact year offhand, but it was always a cool song to play. The intro was a huge favorite for drummers, and I suppose it was because of some unique creativity that it had with the sound transferring back and forth from the hi-hat to the ride. And people always thought that that was cool. So anyways, we started mixing this album with Darian Rundell. We got 3 songs into it, and I don't think Fat Mike was liking the production very much, claiming that it was too metal. And we ended up switching to Ryan Green, who ended up mixing the album. So it was tracked by Darian and mixed by Ryan. Yeah, I don't think we ever used Ryan for 100% of a full album, which is an interesting fact. So yeah, later on, I would go on to rip myself off with the intro from this song, use it on a song from Transmission Alpha Beta. You guys can figure out what song that might be, but I might tell you in just a little bit. we needed to get this song recorded for the new Taylor Steele surf movie, Momentum. Taylor's movies were huge and getting all the bands that he used in his movie lots of exposure in the surf world. And gained a lot of momentum for all of our bands. So there was one problem. I had broke my finger racing dirt bikes, and we needed to get the song recorded. So it was either record the song with another drummer and be in the movie or miss out on being in the movie. So we actually asked Josh Freese to do it, and he agreed to do it for us, which was amazing. He came in to record the drums on that one. And what was really cool to me is for the intro beat to the song, it really challenged him, and it took him a little bit of time to actually figure out how to properly play the intro. So I got to say that I was really stoked on that at the time, because Josh is such an amazing drummer, you know, so accomplished. So for him to be challenged with the beat that I developed and came up with was pretty cool to me. But yeah, the version you'll hear with Josh playing on it only appears in the surf movie and on the B-sides album Prototypes and Painkillers. It was actually recorded by Jim Barnes in Orange County prior to us hitting the studio to record Teenage Suburban Wasteland Blues, which I, of course, played on. The album and American Paradox, it saw us return to West Beach Recorders in Hollywood to track with Donnell Cameron. For the mix, we thought we wanted to mix it up. We were always trying to mix up with different things, and we wanted to hire Steve Evans, as we loved like a lot of his mixes with, say, like Snapcase and stuff like that. So we tracked with him and with Donnell, And then we set up a mixing studio in my backyard, in my back house, where we used to have band practice all the time. And so Steve got all set up back there with a full studio and started to mix. And after we heard like the first three songs mixed, we weren't really digging it. And Donnell Cameron was actually bummed that we weren't going to mix with him. And, you know, he caught wind that we weren't too stoked on the initial first mixes and basically insisted on mixing one song for us to show us what he can do. So after hearing the one song that he mixed, we decided to go back with him and we told Steve that we were moving on. And, you know, unfortunately, we still had to pay his $20,000 mixing fee. So that was a bit of a bummer and made this album definitely an expensive one. Now, as far as the song Lubricating the Revolution, I wrote all the music to it. I didn't write all the harmonics and all the leads and all the little knickknacks with the guitar and all the additives, but I wrote all of the rhythm guitar, all of the rhythm musically of this song. So I don't know. Some people may or may not know that. Maybe it's credited in certain places. Maybe it's not. But that is a little fun fact about this song. And it's not a really punk rock like type fast beat, like do that, do that, do that. But it's really fast and upbeat, and it was a pretty energetic song to play on the drums. So always had fun playing it, and yeah, now you can have fun listening to it. Lesser known producer by the name of Kyle Black to do the Transmission Alpha Delta album. I brought Kyle to the table after meeting him through my good friends Mac and Morgan Miller. They had a smaller band called The Sheds. Kyle had mixed their album and I thought the production sounded really good. So I would go on to find out that Kyle was a super fan of our band and really wanted to work with us. So yeah, after pushing the rest of the guys to use him, we all finally agreed to give him the opportunity to work with us. We ended up tracking the drums at Ryan Green Studio in North Hollywood. And during that time, it was just me, Kyle, and Rob most of the time in the studio. So Ryan would pop in from time to time and toss in his 2 cents, but it was pure insanity tracking the drums with Kyle and Rob. Like, I can't even explain in the time we have here. But I seriously broke down at times, even saying, fuck this, I'm out of here. Hence, if you see in the credits, you will see that Ryan Green is credited as mental counseling, as he would actually console with me and help me out. So yeah, he was really helpful in that way, as well as push me to tap my creativity. Ryan didn't actually record with us, but he was there consoling and counseling. So anyhow, with the song, this song is basically derived from the drum intro part that I initially wrote myself, to which I hummed out the riffs that I heard to go with the drum part. I would hum the riffs out to Jake. He would mimic me until we nailed the intro. So basically, the intro until the first break when the vocals start was created based off the drums and the riffs that I was hearing in my head. The rest of the song pretty much would be written in collaboration. Also, at the 2:28 second mark, I ripped myself off. I don't think many people realize this, but I stole my intro from Razorblade and placed it into the breakdown there. So it worked well, and that was only the second time I ever used that hi-hat ride pattern. So it was pretty cool how it fit there. I don't know if too many people realize that. After all the craziness of getting the drums tracked and completing this record, it's by far my favorite drum and overall production of any album.
Kings are over, and all the good men have gone to hell. I raise a glass to every restless heart and lonely soul, 'cause these boots were all I ever needed to get me to where I had to go. If there's one thing I ever left from life, it's make peace with the end, 'cause freedom here is just a word, and everything else is just
This song saw me playing the fastest drums I've ever played in my life. I think it's like 250 BPM. It's faster than Gearbox. It's faster than Better Days, faster than anything on Suburban. And man, I just had to bust my ass to play this fast. Wait a second. I'm sorry. I didn't play on this. You're listening to RJ and he is just killing it. I can't play that fast. RJ is a ripper and more power to him.
With the spirits of a lie, told my heartache. Love to know that you are gone. Listen, and I promise I will stand before you are broken. As I know you've just begun.
The top five Strung Out songs with Jordan Burns, formerly of Strung Out. Like I said, this is a kind of a cool little idea that I had. It's like a bonus episode, but it is episode 96 because I'm going to use everything in my power to get to episode 100 as quick as possible. So I'd like to give a shout out to Jordan Burns, and you're a good dude, man. Thank you so much for helping me out with this. Jordan will be back on the program for a proper part two very soon. And that's going to be really, really cool. I love that he gave a little nod to the guy that is playing drums and Strung Out now there at the end for the song Monuments. Some of the song titles maybe got cut off at the beginning of his voicemails, so I'm going to go ahead and read those now if you guys want to check out those songs any further. So the first song that Jordan talked about was Population Control. The second song was Razor Blade. The third song was Wrong Side of the Tracks. The fourth song was Lubricating the Revolution, and the fifth song was West Coast Trend Kill. And then the little bonus thing is the on the new Strung Out record that RJ played on, and it is called Monuments. So thank you guys so much for checking this out. Like I said, I'm on vacation, so it was kind of hard for me to get a proper episode out this week. But I hope that you enjoyed it. Jordan will be back in the future for a proper part two. And come join me next week when I sit down with Mr. Rick DeVoe. He managed Blink-182. He managed Unwritten Law. He was in the Damn It video for Blink-182. We actually talk a lot about that. He was like the movie theater guy that was selling the popcorn in the Damn It video. So I had a really good time talking to Rick. He's doing some really good stuff now as well. He's managing the Bomb Pops. He's managing the Aqua Dolls. Melissa was on the show a few weeks back. And he's just an all-around good dude, and we talk a lot about Blink. It was a really, really good chat. So I will see you guys next week. I head back to Indiana tomorrow. I'm really excited to see my wife and my kids. I've missed them very much. But it's been nice to be on the West Coast again and see some friends. And yeah, man, that's it. So come back next week and check out the show with Rick. And other than that, I will bid you all adieu. And I will see you next week. Follow us on all of the socials at TOTOT Podcast. Hit me up if you got a question or anything, TOTOTPodcast@gmail.com. Call the hotline. Let me know about a record, an album, an EP, a comp, whatever that changed your life. The number is 765-372-8818. So I'm going to get out of here, but I'm going to play two of my favorite strung out songs. Now, are you guys ready for this? Two of my favorite strung out songs are two of the songs that got me into the band at the beginning. I'm going to play Bring Out Your Dead. And after that, I'm going to play Mind of My Own. I love the riff in Mind of My Own. And for all my like theory guys out there, it does kind of like an A minor 6 to an A 5 to a G major 3. There's just all these really cool intervals in it where, you know, other than Metallica and some of the metal bands I listened to, they were one of the first punk bands that I listened to that were doing that kind of stuff, not just straight up like power chord fifths. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, go take a music theory class. But I love Strung Out and I love Jordan, and it was so nice of him to come on the show and do this. So check it out. These are two of my favorite Strung Out songs, Bring Out Your Dead and Mind of My Own. I will see you guys next week with Rick DeVoe. Peace.
One brief recollection of all the people in my life that have come and gone. One brief fleeting moment of people I've loved, of people that I have wronged. Long lost all the love, what's gone this bad? Can I save to mend this broken wing? So the lust for life dissipates and a new breed rises for the needful thing. I don't want to think about it, I judge myself. A distraction eases pain from my emotions to protect myself. And I can't feel a fucking thing. I've dared to dream and I've tried to live, but I've played it safe instead. Bring out your dead. Voices wither and crack and dull, ringing in my ear, would sing me soft asleep. Just silence now is all I hear. Inspiration finally left me. I don't wanna think about it, I dubbed myself. A distraction is in pain, bear my emotions to protect myself. And I can't feel a fucking thing. I've dared to dream and I've tried to live, but I've played it safe instead. Now I'm
just things for me. Can't help this habit, I've been loving my disease. Worshiping my heart on time, a life I cannot seize. Trapped by depression and I sleep all day. But sad explaining that I better make it all okay. There's so much more. So much more than my war with the world. If I own their addiction, if I own self-hate, I preach my pessimism right out loud to anyone who listens. I'm not afraid to be alive. I'm afraid to be alive.
Guys, it's Alice Lenny. And I see you. That's one time I turn.
This is the story of Whitney Houston.
This is the story of Kurt Cobain.
Of George Michael, of Otis Redding, of Amy Winehouse, of Michael Hutchence, Bob Marley. This is the story of Prince.
It's a new podcast series
about how they died, why they died, and why we're still talking about them so long after.
It's like nothing you've ever heard before.
It's storytelling.
But it's more than that, because rock stars,
they tell us how we feel. They change our mood.
They change the clothes we wear, the people we hang out with,
the way we remember things.
It's them who give us those ludicrous moments, the ones where you're
jumping around, singing your heart out, feeling understood.
And it's those moments we'll help you remember, the ones you're thinking about right now.
That feeling.
That feeling.
It's coming soon from Crowd Network.
Just search for Death of a Rockstar on your podcast app
and subscribe now.